News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Former police officer Derek Chauvin has been convicted of the murder of George Floyd. The case sparked protests and race relations debates across the globe after footage emerged of Mr. Chauvin pinning the 46-year-old black man to the ground with a knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for some 9 minutes. Following the verdict, in a phone call with the Floyd family, US President Joe Biden paid tribute to the family and said a lot more would be done to fight racial inequality.
We're all so relieved, not just the one verdict, but all three, guilty on all three counts. And it's really important. I'm anxious to see you guys. I really am. And we're going to get a lot more done. We're going to get police. We're going to do a lot. We're going to stay at it till we get it done.
Hopefully this is the momentum for the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to get passed to have you sign.
Got to have that and a lot more.
That was President Joe Biden speaking to the Floyd family there yesterday evening. And we're joined now by journalist Jared Goyette, who has been covering the trial in Minneapolis for The Washington Post. Jared, will you first of all bring us up to speed? What exactly happened in court yesterday?
Well, I mean, the key thing was the jury deliberated and then the verdict was read out. We received notice in the afternoon that the verdict was going to happen. Everyone sort of scrambled. It was a little bit earlier than we thought. And I went to George Floyd Square, where the intersection of 38th and Chicago, where now has become a memorial. And I was standing there with a crowd as the verdict was read out over the radio and to see the reaction.
I mean, it appears from this side of the Atlantic that it has been very well received widely. But what is the reaction on the streets in Minneapolis?
You know, I didn't know quite what to expect, but as I was standing there, like, the crowd was like of hundreds of people started to gather at that intersection where, you know, Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, like that where he died. There was, and as they read it, it was almost as if people didn't quite know how to react. I mean, some people cheered, some people cried. It seemed like tears of release and relief. And some chanted, but it was there was anger, there was sadness, and there was relief. It certainly wasn't like, you know, when you see a team score a goal in the World Cup. It wasn't jubilation, No. But it was at least relief. And you know, some people left from that gathering to go to Brooklyn Center, the suburb of Minneapolis, where another unarmed black man, Dante Wright, was shot just over a week ago, of course, fatally. And people went from the celebration here to the protest there. So I think that's part of the reality right now in Minnesota and, of course, in the U.S.
And just with regard to the rest of the U.S., the wider, I suppose, impact of this, obviously we know that Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden have called the Floyd family. With regard to how it is being viewed across the states, is it the same kind of picture, relief?
I mean, we had another police shooting like 2 hours later. I don't even know all the details on that, but in Columbus. Like, so that there's another story that's like, you know, now trending, another hashtag, another name. So,
okay.
Yes, you know, there is some relief. Because in Minneapolis here, I talked to a lot of people that were conservative, that were pro-police. I talked to people that want to abolish the police. We talked to people all week. And the one uniform thing they had was everyone was very, very anxious about the consequences for this city. Okay. If there wasn't a guilty verdict.
And, that there would be riots, that there would be protests that would spill into violence, that kind of consequence?
Yes, exactly. And, it was that was pretty devastating for the city, you know, over the summer. And there was a fear that, like, it would be an order of magnitude higher.
Yeah.
And people on the left and the right were all concerned about that. And that, you know, that reality has not come to pass.
Which is a good thing, obviously. And lastly, Jared, is there any likelihood of him appealing, of Chauvin appealing this verdict?
Well, you know, the judge specifically said that he thought there might be grounds for appeal. Now, he was speaking about statements that Congressman Maxine Waters made at Brooklyn Center, this suburb where there was this other shooting, concerning the case. Now, whether that's actually true and whether there's actually grounds to stick, you know, we'll see. But regardless, there is the upcoming trials of the other officers involved in August. And now we have another police case locally happening. I mean, this issue in and of itself is going to be is far from resolved.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is journalist Jared Goyette, who is covering that trial and has been covering that trial of Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis for The Washington Post.